Psalm 127. A Song of Ascents of Solomon.
Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
Today's devotion: Human Efforts and God's Favor. Psalms chapter 127 and 128 are wisdom poems. This psalm is written by Solomon. Solomon asked wisdom from God, and God endowed him to become the wisest person in his time. God blessed his efforts as king over Israel, and the nation enjoyed economic prosperity under his reign. This psalm of 5 verses can be clearly divided into 2 parts, separating verses 1 to 2 from 3 to 5. The first section is about the house of God pertaining to the city of God. Verse 1 states 2 warnings using the words, unless twice and in vain, thrice. Whether it is building God's house or watching over the city of God, the people need to rely on God for his blessings. Otherwise, they may be building the house or guarding the city in vain. The phrase "in vain" appears the 3rd time in verse 2 to further emphasize that without God's blessing, the people would have insufficient sleep and significant worries in their lives. The second section refers to the biological family unit of God's people. Like the first section, this does not eliminate human activity when the psalmist says in verse 3b about the making of life in the womb. But the final outcome, the fruitfulness of the womb, is the ultimate work of God. In like manner, children are a heritage from the Lord. Verses 4 to 5 then describe how a man is blessed when his children are like the arrows in his quiver. And he will not be ashamed when his grown-up children will stand with him against his enemies in the gates. Though Solomon writes about human efforts and God's favor in this psalm, he did not walk his talk during his reign. He disobeyed God by having 700 wives and 300 concubines. Many of them were foreigners. His pagan wives eventually lured his heart away from God. God punished him, and his kingdom was being divided. Dear brothers and sisters, let us take heed of Solomon, the author of this psalm, and his life. If we fail to act on our conviction that God is the one who can only help us, our fleshly efforts will be futile. Whether it be at our workplace, school, home, or church, let us be reminded that unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Let us pray. Dear God, please help us live up our conviction. We do not want to be merely saying with our mouths that man's efforts are futile apart from the favor of God. Please help us set aside time to read and claim upon the promises in your word. We also want to be disciplined in praying and committing our efforts to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.